Want an unhinged Lindsey Graham clip? I don't know. Maybe, possibly.
It's been obliterated, and they're running out of money. So here's what I tell President Trump: keep it up for a few more weeks. Take Karg Island, where all of the resources they have to produce oil, control that island. Let this regime down a vine.
Is this going to, though, take Karg Island? Is it going to involve U.S. troops on the ground? Let me just read you something from
yet.
The Atlantic. Does an assessment on that. They say U.S. troops may well take Karg Island. We believe right. their ability to do so, but only to endure ballistic missile strikes, drone attacks, petrochemical smoke, all without a reliable means of obtaining logistical support. The result could be a grinding war of attrition. They talk about how far away they would be from resupply.
I'm sort of tired of all this armchair quarterback, and this has been a...
It is insane how many U.S. lives Lindsey Graham is willing to sacrifice for Israel. It is crazy how many people he's willing to send to death, you know? Obviously non-Americans, you know, in abundance, but also Americans for sure.
Amazing military operation. God bless the fallen.
But it's a difference when we talk...
God bless the fallen, he says about people who are alive right now, but he's hypothetically sending to their death.
Listen, about troops on the ground.
I trust the Marines. Not that guy. Mm-hmm. I trust DOD. We got two Marine expeditionary
Shabbat
units
Shalom.
Sailing to this island. We did Iwo Jima. We can do this. The Marines, my money's always on the Marines. I don't know if you take the island.
Media discourse pisses me off so much, man, because I need people to understand that right now, if you were to stack them up, Lindsey Graham is like several million times more evil than Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson might be a disingenuous grifter, but holy shit, I'll take literally anyone drawing attention to what Israel and Israel worship is doing to this country. And literally fucking any, I don't care. This guy, this is the end. This is the end. It's ending. All of it is ending. This country is ending.
You blockade the island, but I know this. The day we control that island, this regime, this terrorist regime, has been weakened. It will die on a vine. And here's what I want to do. I want to get with Chris. I want to sprint to peace. As the war winds down, I want peace to ramp up. The reason we don't have Saudi Arabia and Israel making peace is October the 7th, 2023, Iran through Hamas attacked Israel, stopping normalization. I want to take up and complete what Biden...
Before October 7th, famously, everything was hunky-dory between Iran and Israel, and Gaza and Israel, yeah. I think he's getting desperate. It doesn't matter whether or not he's getting desperate, because Trump is a dog who can be led to do literally anything. Like, literally, within a 12-hour window, Donald Trump said, I think we're winding down in Iran, to actually, we're going to carpet bomb Iran, unless we... Like, look at this. Donald Trump's pinned truth post, pinned, is, we're getting close to meeting our objectives as we consider winding down our military efforts. That's pinned, right up there at the top. And then, let me just go ahead and find, because he's always tweeting, let me go ahead and find the point I'm trying to make. Ooh, he's always tweeting. Yeah, here we go. 18 hours ago. 12-hour window between these two posts, thereabouts. If Iran doesn't fully open without threat the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours from this exact point in time, the U.S. will hit and obliterate their various power plants, starting with the biggest one first. That's it. Just nothing. No gap. I understand that all of it is market manipulation. Like, the whole point of the whiplash back and forth, the war is ending, the war is never ending, the war is ending, the war is never ending, the war is ending, the war is never ending. The whole point of that back and forth is so people can do insider trading. But, like, it's also evident to the fact that Donald Trump is a whipped dog who can do whatever. That's a literal war crime. Almost everything that we've done has been a war crime. We do them nonstop. The opening act from us in this war was bombing a elementary school. Israel shocked it can be hurt in war. Israel hasn't experienced even a tiny fraction of the hurt that they're going to experience if Iran decides to cut loose. More and more of Iran's missiles and drones have been hitting their mark lately, and that's because interceptor stocks are running low and Iran is getting a better idea of the defense network they're trying to cut through. There's just no interceptor system in the world that can handle the tens of thousands of drones that Iran's been stockpiling. It's not possible. Like I said earlier, to understand the difference in like technological development you need for a drone or a missile versus an interceptor missile. Like, firing a drone is like throwing a ball at something, whereas firing an interceptor is like throwing a ball that hits another ball out of the air while it's mid-arc. Like, incredibly difficult to do. And you usually fire multiple interceptors for each interception, you know? you don't fire just one, you fire several of them in order to, you know, increase the likelihood of you knocking the target off. And even if you hit the target, the thing you hit might still hit nearby and kill civilians because it's still a big bomb in the air. They hit the Ben Gurion airport. They've hit a couple of things, yeah. Apparently the U.S. has been wasting 8 missiles per drone. Completely unsustainable. Iran is threatened, if the United States does this, to send the Middle East into the dark, which it could do. Iran, as I've seen discussed on social media, always a reliable arbiter of truth, has a very decentralized power system, and Israel has a very centralized power system. What the fuck is Trump doing? Those were Gulf states using those batteries, which explains the excessive use. Ah, well, good. They're going to be hit too. Brilliant. Bro, is Aura posting? It seems like, I don't know. If Iran wanted to send Israel and the Gulf states into the dark, they could do so. I think that's been made pretty evident at this point. And I fully encourage them to do so if the United States and Israel continues to attack them, you know? Everything. Maximum cost. Power plants. Desalination. It doesn't matter. Today, Iran hit several parts of central Israel. Yeah, they've been consistently hitting Israel. Those interceptors aren't working anymore. Israel blowing up bridges in southern Lebanon. Yeah, we'll talk about this, but like the ground incursion into Lebanon is continuing. They blew up a major bridge that connects the southern tip of Lebanon to the rest of it in an effort to prevent Hezbollah from mobilizing. They're just going to keep marching in. There's no end to this war until Israel stopped. Literally like zero coverage in U.S. media, by the way. Of course, they're terrified of criticizing Israel. As Tucker Carlson correctly pointed out, every single person in media, all of them with zero exceptions, act as though Israel has a gun pointed to their back. They're all aware of what the rules are. They act terrified. Everything they say, always, they hedge every statement. They can be incredibly incautious and insensitive when talking about America. Trump, Republicans, media people, they're insensitive often about America, American lives, American disasters. They're glib, they're blasé. But when it comes to Israel, deep, solemn respect is always observed, always deferential, always in lockstep. 38 seconds ago, strikes target Iraqi forces south of Baghdad. No casualties. What's going on? Did Israel miscalculate Iranian missile capabilities? Yes. Lebanon sheltering more than 134,000 displaced people? Yeah. The total number of displaced people in Lebanon is what? Isn't it like nearly a million? Yeah, about a million people have been displaced in about 2 weeks. Just, and no mention in American media. None. No one cares. Over a million people. A million people just pouring up from the south. Israel is razing their homes, obliterating every village they come across. Absolute destruction. Unambiguous Nazi behavior, you know? Insane. An example of how captured the BBC is? Oh, yeah, I saw this clip.
Speculation that is an on-the-record statement from one of our allies. If that is not true, which is what you're saying...
It was very much conditional, the language that he used there. He used a could. There is no assessment to substantiate what's being said.
So why would Israel say something that is not true?
Well, you'll need to ask...
What an extraordinary question for a journalist to ask. A journalist's job, might I remind you, is to find and report on the truth. The idea that they would incredulously ask, why would this... Not leaving aside the fact that Israel is like the most dishonest country in the world, that Israel lies to its allies and its enemies nonstop on every issue all the time with no exceptions, leaving aside that they're like Russia in this respect, except I imagine Russia treats their allies with slightly more respect than Israel does theirs. What an incredible thing for a journalist to ask. Absolute servile behavior all around the Western media class, not just America. Are you stupid? A journalist's job is to defend Israel? You're right, I forgot. Israel forces fire white phosphorus shells in southern Lebanon? No, good, great, thank you. That wasn't a journalist, that was Laura Kunzberg. She's a cunt. Well, I heard that much. No, it says right here, I just Googled her. British journalist and presenter, presents the BBC's Sunday morning politics show. What do you mean she's not a journalist? I mean, I guess you could say she's not a journalist in she doesn't fulfill the role of one because she's servile to power, but I would argue that's what journalists are. Journalists might have, at one point in time, investigated the truth, but they're basically just mouthpieces to power now. Is Mehdi Hasan the only real journalist? Yes, that's why they removed him from MSNBC. Saudi Arabia expels Iranian diplomats amid 50 daily missile and drone attacks. Saudi Arabia, your country only exists because Iran lets it exist. All right? You have to recognize the greater evil here. You know what you have to do. Once Iran starts striking their desalination plants, we'll see how long they hold out. Why do you think Iran hit the town next to Dimona and not the nuclear facility itself? I don't know. Maybe they just wanted to engage in a little bit of local culture. Hit civilians. Why do you brush your beard? Because sometimes the beard hairs feel like they're out of place. I don't really know how to explain it. I've got a pretty dense beard. Sometimes it feels like the... I don't really know how to put it. It's not about how it looks. It's about how it feels. Because beard hair is a lot denser than, like, head hair. So it kind of feels like there's a tension, if that makes any sense. Like the grain of the beard hair is kind of interlocking when I want it to go in one direction. Like it's pricking you. Kind of more like it feels tangled. It's not actually tangled. It feels like a little bit more tangled. I don't know. But yeah, I just brush my beard pretty regularly. I have a pretty well-shaped beard, so clearly there's some benefit to this practice. The UAE and some other Gulf states get 100% of their water from desalination. If they're hit, that would actually bring about the end of the Gulf. Yeah, well, they're the ones who are threatening it. They stand with the United States. My position here morally is being informed by my belief that Israel will bring about more or less the end of the world as we know it if it is not stopped. So the Gulf states continuing to side with Israel and with America, to me, makes them like arbiters of the end of the world. Because my position is that Israel, and I think this is very demonstrable, I don't think this is very like conjecture-based, Israel will keep doing war forever. Its economy and its people and its culture and its religion all orient them towards infinite war. All the people in charge in Israel basically seem to be saying this, so it's not like a conspiracy theory or whatever. And I think that will eventually lead to, because again, like it's like with the Nazis, two things happen with these kinds of countries. Either they win or they're stopped. And a win condition for Israel would be conquering the entire world. So either they get to do that, which they never will, or they're stopped. And the problem is that Israel has said that if they're ever stopped, they will nuke the world, which is a problem. So my opinion is that the only way to save the world as we know it is to position the Gulf states in America so dramatically against Israel, or at least to get them to back off to the point where Israel has to back off of their own volition. You have to undercut Israel. You have to force them to stop of their own volition, because the alternative seems to be like ruin, you know? And the Gulf states are completely aware of this. The Gulf states know what Israel is and what they represent. And the Gulf states are only continuing to side with Israel because they want money. They want that sweet, sweet American petrodollar. That's it. They want everything. The Gulf states could continue to export massive amounts of oil and gas, even if they did not align with Israel. It'd be easy for them to. They do not have to do what they're doing right now. They're choosing to because it makes them more money than if they were to... stop doing what they're doing. Why does the Israeli economy rely only on waging war? Hey, war economy is a big deal. Israel has been positioning itself culturally and economically as being part of a forever war for decades now. It's just been ramping up lately. Think of it, right? The amount of money that circulates in Israel, the economy in Israel is very, very, very built on military contracts, surveillance, tech development, and other stuff adjacent to war. That's the reason why the country exists. We position them as a military base against Iran, you know? They have an enormous war industry, and at this point, it seems like the rest of their industries might not really survive the absence of that influx of cash they get from the war. That's why they rely so much on our fucking money. Big tech invested in putting a bunch of offices in Israel about 10 years ago, too. Yeah, because those big tech companies, they're all like Palantir. You know what I mean? They're all upset. They all want to, they're all trying to construct the post-apocalypse. Do you remember that article by Mondo Weiss showed every other industry in Israel has atrophied except for the MIC? It's a country carried only by war. Yeah. I mean, that's what I based my assertion off of, I guess. Like, it is, they are very reliant on it. Even if they weren't economically reliant on war, they're very culturally reliant, you know? They have been non-stop gunning for this, right? They're politicians, they're people. It's the only world they can imagine. They can't imagine a world that's peaceful. That's what fascism does. What's the MIC? The military industrial complex. It's really grim stuff. That is a big banner ad. The new era of Israeli expansionism and the war economy that fuels it. How Israel's war-driven economy, regional realignments, and Netanyahu's push for military independence are ushering in a new period of Israeli expansionism and a quest for regional dominance. Interesting stuff in here. I'm not going to read the whole article right now, but it is, we'll say, empirically based.
Live UA map Iran.
Very heavy, but that's interesting. There's no update in the past 2 hours, even though stuff has definitely been happening. The nice Iranian lady activist that went on media supporting the war now begs Trump not to bomb Iran's power grid. Really? Oh my God, this crazy lady, yeah. The lady with the crazy face who was like, rah, rah, Trump, bomb Iran. A lot of people might be starting to realize, like, not only is there no plan here, but this could legitimately bring down the world. Yeah, she's asking them not to target power stations. Diaspora moment? Well, she's right here, but the problem is, like, no. You supported this war. That's it. You can't ask somebody like Donald Trump to bomb Iran and then act surprised when he's like, well, we're going to go after your power, too. Trump takes orders from Israel, and Israel wants mass death. You're going to get what you're going to get. You wanted this. You asked for it. Trump's shifting statements on war raise questions on U.S. objective. Me too, buddy. Me too. U.S. Treasury Secretary says there's plenty of money for war with Iran. Jesus Christ. Yeah, the $200 billion request. Even the Shah Crown Prince was begging Trump not to hit the energy. Oh my God. Dude, all the diasporoids are like, holy shit. Bosch, you still accelerationist? Because it seems counterintuitive to me. I don't think people understand accelerationist well enough to use that term. I think that you should evaluate things in a case-by-case basis rather than using broad descriptors as a way of assessing everyone's position. Like, I'm not accelerationist on everything. I think sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad, much in the same way that it's a tool. It's a tool that can be used in some situations. Trump's going to come out on Sunday evening and say some de-escalatory stuff to pump the markets? Yeah, probably. But he's not going to be able to prevent Israel from continuing to bomb Iran, or Lebanon, for that matter. Some people think accelerationism is when you just want things to get worse forever. Yeah. Unfortunately, we've been engaging in a strategy of appeasement for Israel for decades. Israel has been illegally expanding its territory into the West Bank and Gaza for decades, in violation of the UN Charter. They have continued to expand their territory. You know, settlers have illegally raped and murdered innocent Arabs and sent them away from their homes so they could occupy more territory. They have invaded basically every neighboring country. They bomb them constantly. They call it mowing the grass. We've been engaging in a strategy of appeasement, but we know what happens when you appease fascist countries, fascist, expansionist, highly militarized countries. Germany benefited from its post-Great Depression boom in production, and Israel benefits from getting a fuck ton of our money and weapons. We know what they're going to do if they're not stopped. They're already doing it, but they're going to keep doing it forever until they're stopped. Normally, countries have a natural stopping point. Expansionist countries are limited by their ability, but Israel has a pretty extensive ability and also a bunch of nuclear weapons. Iran says disruption at Strait of Hormuz is U.S. and Israel's fault. Yep, that is objectively correct. Mm-hmm. How to get this bad? Honestly, the real answer is Biden. Trump was always a stooge. Trump was always a fucking moron and easily wooed by Israel. But Biden had the ability to put his foot down back when it mattered, and he chose not to. He did get ice cream. Iran's VP says there's no concern over energy and food supplies. Happy to hear that. Well, looks like we're in it for the long haul. What if we can get some YouTube clips of Iran's foreign minister speaking? One gas station, two drivers, and three fill-ups. The Iran war hits home. I hate American voters so much. I hate them so, so much. Blaming Biden for this sounds a little bit too much like Biden didn't stop Netanyahu's Jew magic. Stop race baiting. Biden lied. Day after day, along with his State Department stooges, to protect Israel while they were engaging in an ongoing genocide. There's no Jew magic. It's just a fascist, genocidal state and our leader defending them. That's just a fact. It's just a fact, man. Where we are right now is, like, people are so fucking partisan, man. Phew. Look at that. Nice one, nuts. I really hate the race baiting because it's such an obstinate tactic, and it's exactly what Israel wants too. Like, Israel wants anytime you... Like, Israel's so fucking evil, and Biden was so fucking evil, and it's just really frustrating to me when you point out that obvious evil and people are like, I don't know, this sounds sussy to me. It's not... It's really not, man. But your insistence that it is makes it really difficult. There's a confluence there. You're deliberately, maybe not deliberately, but you're blurring the lines in a way that makes it really, really difficult to have the criticisms you're offering come across, you know, clearly. Speaker of Iran says they'll hit treasury bond-holding countries via attacks and concrete blocking of ships and deals. I don't know. Basically, every country has U.S. treasury bonds. I have no idea how they're going to do that. I guess Iran considers the world a legitimate target. I do agree with them. Basically, every country on Earth is complicit in what we're doing right now and what Israel's doing right now. All of Western Europe is, except for Spain, basically. A bunch of countries are. Turkey, to an extent, even though the Turkish people fucking despise Israel. 100%, yeah. Oh, my love, could I have a coffee or an espresso, if it's okay? Like, if you're not busy? Whatever you want to make me more. We're out of milk? Fuck, can I have an espresso? Yeah. Thank you. They're totally bombing Azerbaijan. Super deserved. Mega, mega, mega deserved.